I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Here's a story that deals with a slightly delicate subject, so you might want to exercise parental discretion. It has to do with a certain category of toys, the kind meant only for adults. Last week, a federal court of appeals issued a surprising ruling. It upheld the state of Alabama's ban on the sale of sex toys. The 1998 state law had twice been ruled unconstitutional by the lower court. But by a vote of 2-1, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals found the law did not infringe on any constitutionally protected rights. Joining us now, as she does most Tuesdays, is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, tell us what the Alabama law prohibits and why did the court find the ban acceptable?
It's a 1998 law, and it prohibits the sale of, quote, any device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human sexual organs. Makes it a misdemeanor with up to 1 year in jail to sell sex toys. You're allowed to own them. You're allowed to use them. You're allowed to purchase them out of state. You're simply not allowed to sell sex toys in Alabama. And the court, by 2 out of 3 judges on the court, felt there was no constitutionally recognized right to do what you want to do in the privacy of your bedroom. I should add that the court made two sort of pretty common arguments you hear on the political right now. One, they said it is not the place of judges to second-guess legislatures. We hear that a lot. And they also made sort of the slippery slope argument we hear more and more when it comes to sex and morality. The judges said, if we invalidate the sex toy law, what are we going to do with the incest and the prostitution and obscenity laws?
Are there other states that ban the toys as well?
Other states that have identical laws are Georgia and Texas. Mississippi has a similar law.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk recently about not only a constitutional right to privacy, but very specifically a right to sexual privacy, in general terms, grandiose terms. Where does that concept stand?
It's a can of worms that was half opened by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who decided 2 terms ago in the Supreme Court in the Lawrence v. Texas sodomy case that there was something like a right to sexual privacy. He called it a right to liberty under the Due Process Clause or respect for private lives. He may have been saying there is a global right to sexual privacy to do what you want to do in your bedroom if you're not harming anyone. The other interpretation, and this was the interpretation followed by the 11th Circuit, is that there's sort of a laundry list of sexually protected acts. And so what the majority said was sexual privacy is a catalog of privacies, and sex toys is not on that catalog, and we're not putting it in the catalog.
The dissenting judge in the 11th Circuit wrote a very angry opinion about this, I understand. What were her objections?
She essentially wanted to go with that former approach, with the there is just a zone of protected sexual privacy after Lawrence. This case is not about sex toys, she wrote. This is about a lofty American tradition of letting people alone in their bedrooms. By making it about sex toys, you're trivializing a much larger issue.
Dahlia, this is not the only controversial case to come out of the 11th Circuit last month. This court, we should note, covers Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
There was a similarly disturbing decision that came out just the week before. A 3-judge panel upheld a Florida law that prohibits homosexuals from adopting children, and the court split 6-6 in refusing to rehear that case, so that law now stands as constitutional.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thanks, Noah.